Hello and welcome to Covenant Grove's daily audio devotionals. In this series, we'll delve into the rich tapestry of supplications, sacred melodies, and poetry that have guided believers for centuries. The Book of Psalms is traditionally divided into five books, containing a diverse range of spiritual expressions, including hymns of praise, laments, literature of wisdom, and psalms of thanksgiving. The Western Jewish and Christian traditions recognize 150 psalms, while the Eastern Orthodox Christian Church includes an additional psalm, bringing their total to 151. In this series, we'll focus on books 3 and 4 of the canonical Book of Psalms. Specifically, our journey will take us through Psalms 73 to 106, and now we'll be delving into the treasure trove of writings known as the Psalms. So let us open our Bibles to Psalm 101, we'll be reading the full chapter. I'll be using the New Living Translation, but you're welcome to follow along in the version of the Bible that you're most comfortable with. Now, starting in verse 1, I will sing of your love and justice, Lord. I will praise you with songs. I will be careful to live a blameless life. When will you come to help me? I will lead a life of integrity in my own home. I will refuse to look at anything vile and vulgar. I hate all who deal crookedly. I will have nothing to do with them. I will reject perverse ideas and stay away from every evil. I will not tolerate people who slander their neighbors. I will not endure conceit and pride. I will search for faithful people to be my companions. Only those who are above reproach will be allowed to serve me. I will not allow deceivers to serve in my house, and liars will not stay in my presence. My daily task will be to ferret out the wicked and free the city of the Lord from their grip. Once again, that was Psalms chapter 101 in the New Living Translation. Let's discuss and explore the chapter of Psalms we just read more in depth. Doing what is right does not guarantee we will always feel God's presence. In this psalm, David carefully describes the ways he has kept his life pure. He praises God, referencing what we just read in verse 1, has the right motivations, cited in verse 2, does not look at what is sinful, which was recorded in verse 3, keeps distance from those who do wrong, good advice written in verse 4, works for justice, supported in verses 5 and 8, seeks out faithful people, the psalmist scribed in verse 6, and removes liars from his employment, suggested from verse 7. David has done all these good things, yet God feels far from him, from what King David wrote in verse 2. This is part of the human experience. Relationships will not always feel good. This includes our relationship with God. Were we only following Jesus because it feels good? We will not know the answer to this question until the Lord withdraws the feeling of His presence. He will never abandon us. You can find in the book of Matthew chapter 28, in verse 20, but we will feel that He has. It is only then that we discover how dependent we were on the emotions. Our emotions are not bad. They are from God and they are important, but they do not determine the truth of God's presence. Friendships, marriage, parenting, work, and more, if these relationships are to last, they must endure when the feelings are not happy. So it is with the Lord. He will take us through the, quote, wall, end quote, through the, quote, dark night of the soul, end quote. We will not be the same on the other side, but we will have a much deeper understanding of God, ourselves, and the world. Here are some thoughts to meditate on during your personal prayer time and for the rest of the day. Have you gone through the, quote, wall, end quote? What was it like? What did you learn? For you personally, how can you remain faithful to Jesus even when He seems far away? We're so grateful that you joined us for our daily audio devotionals, and we hope this was a great encouragement to all our listeners out there. Make sure to follow along with us on Monday through Friday for more enriching insights, discussions, and soul-searching introspections of these sacred biblical writings. May you all be blessed in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.